The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 13th of June, 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
She's with us today. Yeah. I nipped at her this morning. She just lets it bounce off her. It wasn't nip. It was direct. Because I said, why didn't you do this? I did. Probably sounded like that. And she said, I did. And I looked at it. And she had. So now I had to grovel in front of my producer this morning. So, did you accept my apology?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But actually, reminding is always good.
Reminding is always good. So, what she did was she reminded me that the other producer has really screwed up. See, that's the sixth. Did you know that's the sixth law of thermodynamics? Heat on you is heat off me. Okay. Anyway, hey. Welcome aboard, huh? Today, sunny with a high near 90, west winds becoming south-southeast in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 92. Wednesday night, a low of 65. Thursday, high near 95, low around 68. Friday, looks like it could be 100 degrees on Friday with a low around 68. And it looks like this, the change, I guess, would be is Sunday starts only getting down to 88. So it drops from 100 to 88 with a low around 59. So it looks like it's going to be a great week. Warm, but not too crazy until Saturday. And the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated family business. They've been in the business for a couple of decades. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other great deals there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And it is a better known business and, like I said, local. Well, I am here with Turtle Bay. Another round of, I'm here with Gabby Cervantes. Cervantes? Close? Got it.
You got it.
Okay. And, Casey Fabre.
Fabri. But you're very close. Everyone does that.
Fabri. Well, if that's it, take the Y off the end and put an E there.
I should.
Okay. So what are we talking about today from Turtle Bay?
Yeah, so we're mainly talking about Brews by the Bridge is this Friday, June 16th. We're super excited.
Extra police. I understand the police department bought that new boat. You know, that new riverboat?
Oh,
just
yeah?
For Bruce by the Bridge.
Oh, I'm
They're
sure.
They're going to park it
tabs
there.
On it.
Yeah, well, I just park and just drag them out, you know. Just kidding. Of course, it's not like that. It's a very well-run event.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, what happens there? I haven't gone there yet because I keep getting carded and it's embarrassing.
Oh, you need to go. You should go.
So what is Brews by the Bridge?
So basically it is a lot of different beer vendors and food trucks, outdoor games, all in the gardens at Turtle Bay by the Sundial Bridge. And this year it is bigger than we've ever done. We're expanding throughout the gardens. We have more beer vendors than we've ever had. So it's going to be a really fun event.
Yeah, so in the past,
we have more beer, more food,
more games. It's going to be
what kind of games?
Better than ever. We actually have Timberlords, axe throwing, range is
going
to be there.
I can't see anything going wrong with people people slamming down some beers and throwing axes. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be fun.
It's a lot of fun. We're also going to have a cornhole tournament.
Why don't you have a demolition derby at the same time? I mean, okay,
that's a good thought. Maybe
next
year.
Let's slam down some beers and throw axes.
It's going to be completely safe.
Only in Reading. Only in Reading can you do this.
Right.
Okay, go on.
Right. We're going to have two live music acts this year. So in the past, we've only had the event in the quarry patio. We're expanding it to the whole gardens this year. So there's going to be lots to explore, lots of fun.
Yeah. You going to turn any of the lights on, or are they all gone? Or they're all been put away?
We'll have some lights on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. What would the gardens be without my little gecko running around out there?
Oh, that's right.
Or a little turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Yeah.
I don't know. That just struck me as being funny. You're talking about, we got more brews now than ever. And now we're going to be throwing axes. Yes.
Yeah.
How about a fast draw contest?
We'll take notes for next year. That's right.
Now, this is a great event, though. A lot of people come to this. And where do the funds go to?
They go to all the programs at Turtle Bay. Exhibitions, animal care, education. That was
the gardens. Everything that we do at Turtle Bay, all of the funds will support
it. So, and it keeps things like the lorikeets continuing to... it's a great lorikeet cage.
It is.
And they were watching me, and they knew I was looking for a word, and they were just worried. I love the lorikeet cage. I really like going in there. And you've got these new lorikeets. Well, it's not new now. It's been a few years where you brought the new flocks in. So a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. But now they're intermingled, and then they all get along, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now the butterfly. When's that exhibit coming? Has it started already?
It is opening this Saturday.
This Saturday. Okay. And if you have not been to the Butterfly House, you need to do that.
Yes.
Now, is that part of your membership?
Yes. It's part of your membership. And if you pay park admission, then you get to go check it out in the forest camp. There's like hundreds of butterflies.
If you just come in just to come to the park and you don't have a membership, which is really, my friends, it's silly. Not to have a membership. It cost
$90 for a family.
A family of six, really. Because an adult can bring in four kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't even have to be your kids.
Yeah, it definitely pays for itself because you get to go to the park for free.
Okay. Not only that, you could have gone to the Marine Corps War exhibit. You can go to the interactive of the animals. All these different things that years and years ago you had to pay over, you know, your cost of your membership. But there was like an epiphany down at Turtle Bay, and they said no. So now you get to see all of these things just with that $190 admission for a family of six. Mm-hmm. Plus, you probably have other deals, too, if people, like individuals and things like that.
Yeah, we have individual memberships as well as college students, so a lot of different levels that people can choose from.
And you can, and this is all write-off because it's a 501.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so then you can come down and you can see this weekend's opening the Butterfly House. Now, what happens at the Butterfly House?
Yeah, so there are hundreds of butterflies in an enclosed garden out in Wildlife Woods. So you can really just, like, look at the butterflies up close. You can feed them, too, for, like, an additional cost. So it's just a really cool experience that I feel like is really
The only extra cost is if you buy, like, for the lorikeets, I think you buy a cup of nectar and then surreptitiously pour it on little kids' heads.
Right.
As they walk by. And then all the lorikeets come sit on their heads, and everybody thinks it's a great picture. And your kid just attracts animals. But, no, it's because I poured the juice on its head, on their head. Now, what kind of there's butterfly food? I find this hard to believe, but it's on what, Q-tips?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I believe it's similar to the nectar. I'm not the expert, but
I'm sure it must be sweet.
I'm not sure what it was. Yeah. That's a question for Sharon Clay. For sure.
Oh, where is Sharon?
A sugary water of
some sort. Haven't seen Sharon lately.
Yeah,
I need to bring her in because of all the events that are happening down there with her, too. New animals and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, look, we're going to need to take a quick break here, and I'm here with Gabby and Casey from Turtle Bay. We're talking about Brews by the Bridge, mm-hmm. and axe throwing contest. Every time that you get close to the bullseye with the axe, you have to chug another beer.
I agree.
Okay. Oh, I'm having too good a time. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Hey, look, Rebecca and Henry are good people. This is locally owned, locally operated. They have just a fantastic selection of jewelry, ranging from estate jewelry to Opon, Native American, and just your regular jewelry, you know, like bracelets and earrings and watches and all that, and diamond rings and emerald rings and all those things. But they're all at very fair prices. At Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and DeBont. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery is open and stocked up with everything you could possibly want to grow in your yard, in your garden. Fruit trees, blueberries, strawberry plants, veggies, herbs, much more that they have there. And check out their new statuary at Golden Leaf Nursery. I'm really into the water features, like little fountains around, and you can put in your house. It just sounds nice. But they have all of that there at Gold Leaf Nursery. It's 6186 Churn Creek Road. It is a local business and locally owned, locally run. Gold Leaf Nursery. Okay, before we get back to Turtle Bay, let's go to Dr. Danuka.
Good morning, Cobb.
Good morning, Doctor.
I just wanted to also remind your listeners that Turtle Bay also has a program called Turtle Bay for All, where a family of four, if they're unable to afford the tickets, they can get the admission for only $3 up to four people, and we'll cover the rest of the cost. This program has been there for several years, and I would really encourage all the listeners to use that, because everyone deserves to be able to visit the museum.
So they, so that program is down there, and if people are maybe, you know, this doesn't fit into their budget, they can still go there and still have all the kids go and see everything.
Yes. They have to present a kind of an EBT card or something to show their income level, and up to four people can get the admission for only $3.
Wow. But, okay, so that's kind of like a grant that has been given. And
yes.
I'm sure that you have something to do with that.
Yeah, we started this a few years ago. It's a perpetual grant.
Okay.
With no cap.
You and Promise are nice people. Thank you.
We are blessed to be here, and we want every child in our community to be able to see this museum.
Okay.
Beautiful place.
That's very nice to know, and we need to remind people about that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, doctor. Doctor,
yes.
I'll be seeing you Friday. Well, I don't know if I'll be seeing you, but yeah.
We'll take it offline.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, after I drink a gallon of whatever you all force down me. So, but I'll be there, bright and cheery, and
we'll maintain your private.
Maybe we can get some 8x10 photos for frame you later on. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, you also got to write me an affidavit that said you didn't find my head up there, and so I can give it to Linda, because she accuses me of having my head up my butt. Okay. All right. Thank you. You bet. Bye. No, that. What?
Oh, nothing. Just
okay.
A funny guy.
Hey, that's a good. You know what? I don't remember us ever talking about that program.
Mm-mm.
So this is important. So
very.
If somebody shows an EBT card, they can get their family of four in for just $3.
Yeah.
And it's picked up by this grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Turtle Bay for All is one of our mini access programs.
Yeah.
We also have discount days. Every Thursday, children are $5 and adults are $10 to visit the museum, the forest camp. So there are definitely opportunities for all people to be able to come.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Pet dogs and cats. Was that the name of the exhibit?
Cats and dogs.
Cats.
Very
so
close again.
Basically
the same thing.
You
got the idea.
Practicing for relationships, aren't we? Oh, yes. You said puppy, but he should have said small dog.
Exactly. There's a difference.
Okay, tell us about cats and dogs.
Yeah, so Cats and Dogs opened a couple weeks ago in the museum. It's our big summer museum exhibition. And it's basically all talking about your lovely pets at home. So whether you're a cat person or a dog person, there's lots of different really interactive simulations and games really to teach you about what's going on inside your pet's head.
What they can smell. I understand it's got something down there it enhances your sense of smell. Is that correct? Or hearing?
I think,
hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you can put on a headset and put your hands, on these, pressure pads, and you, understand what it's like to be a dog or a cat, based on, the with and the air and just everything. It's a really cool simulation.
It is really interesting.
Well, you know, I've become a real cat person through the reels that I see on Facebook of all the funny things cats do.
Yeah.
Linda's terribly allergic to cats. So this is the way we enjoy our cats, them doing these silly things. And it's amazing. It's the way cats are and dogs. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
The cats and dogs exhibit, and there's always something for everybody there.
Yes.
The animals, people can walk through. The lorikeets, of course, is just a lot of fun. And now the butterfly house is opening. And if you've not gone to the butterfly house, go to the butterfly house. You can actually, adopt a chrysalis? Is that what it's called?
You can do a chrysalis.
Chrysalis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, while you're there.
And then you can watch it. Come in every day until it hatches.
Yeah.
And then try to smuggle it out.
Okay. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Pet butterfly.
Okay. Now, but the big thing is Friday.
Bruised by the Bridge.
That's right. And it's going to be numerous food trucks. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be over there in the Arboretum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So you can walk across the bridge, get to it that way, or you can go the other way. Right? Isn't there a different way in?
It's just the one entrance across the bridge.
Okay, that's the only entrance, right?
Yes.
But plenty of parking. Come in. And how much does this cost?
It's $30 pre-sale and $35 at the door.
Okay, but does that include your food?
Includes your first beer, and you get a commemorative Bruised by the Bridge cup. So,
yeah.
Well, good. And then food, and then music, and games, one of which is going to be axe throwing.
Yes.
Another one's going to be handling dangerous vipers.
Never. Maybe next year.
Slam two brews, go in there and grab the rattlesnake by its head. just kidding. But this is really a good time, and I have been there before, by the way. And it's you're not packed in there because it's so much room, and you can stroll through there and just have a nice evening. And all the funds go back to Turtle Bay.
That's right.
Okay. So, hey, do you happen to know, by any chance, how many people came and saw that Marine Corps art exhibit?
Oh, gosh, you're putting me on the spot. Ooh. Don't.
Yeah, I mean, because
you can get that number back to you.
It seems like, because everybody, I talked to, went down there and saw it, and really, really liked it.
Yeah, it was an amazing exhibit.
People
really
who had never been in the military kind of got, they said, oh, my gosh. It kind of captures what people think.
Yeah.
And the painting of Desert Storm with all the fires and everything. Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, he caught that one perfectly because it's like you're being in Dante's Inferno. Going through there.
Yeah.
I mean, he captured it.
Yeah.
But it was just a great exhibit. I'm really glad that we saw that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you all working together with the Marines.
Yeah.
What are upcoming exhibits that we have?
We have AI coming up next.
Whoa!
So that's not coming up for a couple more months. Cats and Dogs spans through the whole summer until September 4th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Be on the lookout on our website and social media for new exhibits, new events, programs.
It's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Gabby Cervantes and Casey Fabri.
Yes.
For being with us today. And if you get a chance, everybody, just head on down this Friday to Turtle Bay for Bruised by the Bridge. Music, food, games, entertainment. It just sounds like a great time. It usually is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Last thoughts?
I don't have anything. Do you?
Ooh, I do not.
Okay. Well, that's all right, but I thought I'd give you a shot.
Thoughts here.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to kind of mention statements made by one of our Reading City Council women, Julie Winters, and something she put on Facebook. And I was just had some questions about it, so I thought I'd just bring up those questions. And so we'll be right back after these messages.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 13th of June, 7:33 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. A lot of the insurance companies pulling out of California when it comes to personal property insurance. State Farm, many others. They're either not writing any more personal property claim, insurance policies, or they're not renewing them. That's right. So what's that, what, you know, in certain areas of the state? Well, there, in this case, it's anywhere in the state. Why? Well, cost of, repairs, the different laws and permitting processes the state of California forces on to people, and they lost a bundle in the last year. It's not saying State Farm doesn't make money with everywhere else they operate, but in California they lost a lot of money, as did other insurance agencies. What do you do? Well, you call Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, who can help you, who's an expert on this, who has gotten people who had their personal property insurance canceled, and she got them insurance for their homes. She is truly an expert when it comes to finding the right policies for your family. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. And stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been around since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. Okay, so I just love this thing with the rodeo and the rodeo grounds. I'm thoroughly confused at this point because Tanessa Aldette, as you know, was on the other day, and she said that if you give an extended lease to the rodeo grounds, it triggers the Surplus Act ordinance, or surplus land ordinance. Yet the 10-year lease given to Bethel, of which she's a member of the church, I'm sure that had nothing to do with the decision. I mean, just because you go to a church doesn't mean you can't make decisions based on your own thoughts and concepts. Got a 10-year lease extension. Well, they got that because it didn't trigger it, because they're not going, they weren't going to do any construction or demolition or any of that stuff. Well, Julie came on, and first of all, it started off like, hey, I'm down here at the rodeo grounds and all this. And she wanted to comment on something that Michael DeQuisto said. And her comment was, well, now that I'm down here at the rodeo grounds and it's a, and it's kind of appropriate. I wouldn't say it in church, but it's all horse bleep. Okay. Horse bleep. And it's not true. And then she proceeds then to, she's on Facebook and she proceeds to, she's standing in the back of the rodeo grounds. And where she says, well, it's not particularly pretty back here. Well, okay. The and then she goes on and she pans over and then there's somebody heading down to the boat ramp. And she says, this boat ramp is used more than any, you know, any other place here along the river for this. She then went on to say how, oh, it's a great idea to have a new civic center that can be used for multi-events, and that the Reading Rodeo Grounds only is there for a week, and look at all the people that are going down there to the boat ramp. Okay. Everything she said was true in a way. It's kind of like, oh, but where's the rest of the story? One, she said, oh, and it was a very successful rodeo. Of course it was. That rodeo raises like $8 million, $8 to $10 million a year for Reading. How much does it cost Reading and you taxpayers? Zero. Zero. That's because everything is done by the Reading Rodeo Association, purely volunteers. The where she was showing was where we were working this weekend. And to put away the, do you realize how many folding chairs it's needed for the rodeo? I got a good idea as we filled up a, that, you know, you saw that trailer that was, well, that's what is there to put up to store all the chairs and will be moved. So, the car's coming down to the boat ramp. The boat ramp, everybody wants the boat ramp to be enhanced in the bathroom fix that's been destroyed by the homeless. Or God knows who, but let's just say the homeless because they're the ones there. Everybody wants that. Rodeo Association wants that. But what they also want to do, and what she conveniently leaves out, is 2% of the property that we have there falls under this new plan that they want to asphalt over. And as Tanessa said the other day, it's only 2%. Well, okay, so somebody took off 2% of your finger. Well, that's not a lot. What if they took out 2% of your brain? Or how about 2% of your nose? It's noticeable, right? Well, in this case, where they want to asphalt over is where all the horses are at. All the horses come in for these events. All the flag girls. And if you asphalt it over, it becomes very difficult and dangerous. Oh, well, you can put dirt over it. Okay, well, who's going to put all that dirt over it and then pick it up? Here's the other thing. Oh, this is the most used boat ramp It is. I won't argue that. But how is the use? During the meeting, they pointed out, the fly shop and other guides pointed out, yeah, we use this. We come in, we drop off our, we drop off the boat and we leave because we pick them up down river. And that's the vast majority of the use there. They don't park there all day. They come in, they drop off, and they leave. Another convenient truth that was left out. The cost, and it's only used once a year. Well, it could be used more down there. The Redding Rodeo Arena could be used more. But who controls the parking down there? Advance Redding. Advance Redding controls all the parking. So you have to find something that you can do with that. I mean, there have been concerts down there. People tell me Reba McEntire was down. There's no reason you can't do that. And then the comment was the old lady. Looks like an old lady. And Julie Winters, that's the term she used. maybe it looks like an old lady because the Redding Rodeo Association for years has been trying to get an extended lease. An extended lease means then you can then float a loan so that you can upgrade it. You know, I mean, get Botox, facelift, a good diet, all these things. But see, it's tied to the lease. And if you don't have the lease long enough to say, okay, give us a 10-year lease and we'll here's our 5-year plan and here's our 10-year plan. At 5 years, we'll have this. At 10 years, we'll have that. I don't understand why they can't see this. Now, it goes back to, as she, it just went on about this, and it's absolutely true. And I'm not saying she didn't say everything that she said what was true, but it wasn't the whole story. It's like this. Oh, we want to be transparent on this. All the people are coming in to talk about it. The reason for all this transparency, let's just go back to the first time, is when Julie and four others voted to literally steal the land in a closed session to shut down the Redding Rancheria, went to court, they lost. What you did was illegal. And then right after that came the offer to buy the property down there. And the explosion of anger could be heard all the way to Poughkeepsie, New York. So that's why we're having this. Well, we can't do anything. We're getting the study and we're seeing this, how it's working yet. And, you know, we've got to see that before we do anything on extensions. Well, that study could take another year. And then what do we do after that? As one of the city executives pointed out during this taking 2% of the boat ramp, and this is just for environmental study. Now, more money has to be voted later on. Do we do this? This is just for the environmental study. But as one of the executives who's putting this together pointed out, well, that lease is up in 3 years. Those are the words he used. The lease is up in 3 years. So, is the Redding Rodeo property in danger? I would feel, the last thing is, before I get to that, is I called Barry DeWalt, the city attorney, because does the surplus land ordinance or law kick in if you extend a lease, if you don't do, you know, tear down and rebuild something brand new, if it's just enhancing the area and these kind of things, does it kick in? Mike DeQuisto doesn't believe it does, and from a, you know, from his legal point of view. But a phone call has not been returned. I only called yesterday, you know. Unlike when you say a phone call was made and not returned. Well, I only called yesterday. So hopefully we'll have this thing figured out. Maybe I'll get a hold of Barry Tippin too and have him come in and explain this, because I think everybody needs to understand what triggers this, where then you've got to offer it to people so they can build low-cost housing. Okay? I'm just, I think that the waters have been muddied enough. Oh, and going back to the last thing. Is what, you know, what is so hard about saying, okay, look, let's talk about an extension for 10 years or 15 years, but you got to show us your plans on what your plan, you know, what you're going to do. What's so hard about that? That the city council sit down with the Reading Rodeo Association and take a look at it. Why did they have they voted not even to discuss it? So when you tell me that, oh, we're for the rodeo and you got only 3 years left and it takes a year to put on a rodeo, trust me, I did not realize everything it took. Meetings every month. And more meetings and the combination of work of these people. And we're probably one of the last rodeos of this size to be put on by volunteers. Oh, yeah. Everybody comes in, spends countless hours to ensure that we have 75 years of bucking on the river and want to do 75 more. So be listening and follow this. As I find out, I would be more than happy pass on what we've done and what we've what's been accomplished down there. And on Thursday, Bennett Gooch is going to be here, president of Reading Rodeo Association, so we can hear some more from him. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. You know, big tractors, small tractors, big skid steers, backhoes, small ones, so you can work on your property. They've got side-by-sides and so much more at NorCal Tractor and Equipment down in Anderson, a locally owned business. A young couple owns this business, done very well. 2540 Gateway in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If you are 50 years or old, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime. Or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms and one of the largest, well, it is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in all of the Sportsman's Warehouses and Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops and then so many other areas, as you know. They provide very well-trained instructors. They not only just conceal carry, but home defense shotgun, advanced pistol classes, rifle classes. They have them all there. And not only that, Northern Firearms has opened up its own gun store at 11091 Rhyolite Drive, right here in Redding. And it's across the road from Waterworks Park. They're next to the or behind the bowling alley. So we've got a great selection of firearms and ammo and all the accessories right there at Northern Firearms Gun Store, 11091 Rhyolite Drive. Okay, we've had people on before talking about this Shasta Lake Veterans Village, and David Benda did a follow up. And the Record Searchlight. And they should be, the work was supposed to have begun last year, late last year. It's at the corner of Locust and Meat Streets. It does have a fence around it. However, nothing's been done yet. So, the project's been put on hold. But Brad Long of the Veterans Housing Development Corps said the project is still going. He hopes to start construction this summer. We were shut down because of the moisture on the site. Then we had to go back and do new pricing because of inflation. What a surprise. So we had to recost things, work with the contractor on numbers. We've got those numbers into our bank, and the bank's reviewing the numbers, and they're waiting. But the idea was to put... he said inflation has added about $500,000 to the $11.2 million project. And it crossed its last hurdle when the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development signed off on the project. We already had the contingencies built in, Brad said, in the original costing, so it's not much more, he said, of the $500,000. The good news out there, talking with other contractors that rebid some numbers, it looks like pricing has stabilized. It's going to be a three-story, 30-unit complex that will house low-income veterans with disabilities. It's going to be behind the Dollar Tree South on Shasta Dam Boulevard. It'll take about a year to build the project. So good. Getting veterans housed in Redding has been much more successful than trying to house all the other homeless around here. And speaking of homeless, Gavin Newsom, I don't know if you've heard this, but he did an interview with Sean Hannity. And he talked about how, you know, he gave all the reasons why homelessness is so bad here in California. You know, we've got half the homeless in America live here in California. And that he said, well, you know, the cost of building new housing, cities and cities, small cities, larger cities, pushing back. And that was his terms, pushing back on putting this housing up. But he says, no, we've just, you know, we haven't done very well here. So kind of surprising, even though he tried to blame it on a lot of things. But he said, we haven't done well here. Well, you haven't. And it was just announced that this department store complex in San Francisco is giving it back to the bank. $585 million is still owed on this thing, and they are giving it back. Half of their property was taken by Nordstrom's, and Nordstrom's has said, that's it, we're getting out of town, out of San Francisco. Then when you add that on top of the two largest hotels in San Francisco are also giving the hotels back to their creditors, this is just, I mean, these are two huge things that are happening in San Francisco that have turned, you know, because the city has turned into a morass of homelessness, crime, disgusting things happening on the street. Why would people want to go there? Conventions have stopped booking in San Francisco. Why? Because of the crime, the homelessness, and all the other things you could possibly imagine. So if there's no conventions, there's no hotels, and no hotels, and you don't need the shopping areas. So is it going to end up that San Francisco has to literally hit bottom? I mean, where they can't afford to keep the lights on before they change what they're doing. And in the middle of this, they brought up how they wanted to give $5 million to individuals for reparations. Not cleaning the streets up, not trying to do something about the rampant crime they've got in their city, not about fixing the homeless problem. No, let's give $5 million to individuals because their ancestors were slaves. And things that have happened since then. $5 million. That was the idea, which it was brought up by their reparations committee, who then their San Francisco Board of Supervisors there, which I guess like the city councils, they didn't think they could do it. Stones, you get probably, I got 2 minutes, Stones.
Oh, we can do it in 30 seconds, Carl. You know me. Hey, just remember those same liberal socialist policies are right here in River City. In the county also, they've paid to put up homeless in hotel rooms to the tune of $1 million damage, Carl. Not the cost of the room, the cost of the repair. And then remember, homes being bought for homeless. Both the county and I think the city also, they're buying homes, turning them over to non-governmental organizations, and letting, less than, let's just say homeless living there. So those same liberal policies are right here, Carl.
Well, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye. The homeless problem has been brought on by California. But it's all over the United States. Somebody sent me a photo, though, of, gosh, where was it at? It was a someplace back east, and they had, and this was the overpasses, which people usually, you see a lot of homeless in the overpasses. They were absolutely clean. Now, I know Seattle at one time when I was coming through there was pushing all the homeless out from underneath all the overpasses. And I said, so how's that working? He goes, well, you know, we push them out here, and then they just kind of circle and come back where we began and just start filling it up again. Wood housing, if you could magically click your fingers and say, okay, we have 400 small houses right here with bathrooms and all these things right here on this piece of property, would that fix the problem? Newsom has said, and other that introduced a bill here in down in Sacramento that just says, okay, you don't have to say you're going to get off drugs. You don't have to say you want to get into a treatment program. We're just going to put people in housing no matter what. They can use it to shoot up in. They can use it for prostitution. They can use it for all these things. I'm not sure that's going to solve the problem. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and a bunch of people standing out there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It will be an historic arraignment later today. Former President Trump due in federal court in Miami. He'll answer charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case.
Security will be heightened in Miami for Tuesday's initial court appearance by former President Trump, who faces a federal indictment. Miami Police Chief Manuel Morales says precautions have been made.
We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000. We don't expect any issues.
Security guards and federal officers have already been stationed outside the courthouse. More than a dozen media tents are also set up to cover the historic case. I'm Norman Hall.
The plot thickens, and now there's word of possible audio recordings to bolster allegations that then-Vice President Biden engaged in a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme with a foreign national. Senator Charles Grassley says a document held by the FBI, the so-called 1023 form, includes whistleblower allegations of such recordings.
According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. The foreign national possesses two audio recordings of phone calls between him and then Vice President Joe Biden.
Grassley delivering that revelation on the floor of the Senate yesterday, President Biden dismissing the bribery allegations as, his word, malarkey. Gunfire erupted in Denver, where police say nine people were hurt in shootings. As basketball fans celebrated the Nuggets' first NBA title win, the suspect is in custody. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher following a cooler than expected readout on inflation in the month of May. Right now, the Dow's up 122 points, the Nasdaq ahead 70 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
At least 10 people killed, two dozen others wounded in a Russian missile strike on President Zelensky's hometown in Ukraine.
Governor Serhiy Lysak of the Dnipropetrovsk region said in a Telegram post the strike involved cruise missiles and hit a five-story residential building with the area engulfed in fire. Images from the scene relayed by Zelensky on his Telegram channel show firefighters battling the blaze as pockets of fire poke through multiple broken windows of a building. Charred and damaged vehicles litter the nearby ground. More terrorist missiles, he writes on the social app. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Pakistan's army and civil authorities plan to evacuate 80,000 people along the country's southern coast, and thousands in neighboring India have sought shelter ahead of the arrival of a powerful cyclone. News and analysis, townhall.com. If at all possible, you might want to avoid sending personal checks through the mail.
Check fraud is back in a big way. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network says banks issued about 680,000 reports of check fraud last year. That's up from 350,000 reports in 2021. And the U.S. Postal Inspection Service says in 2021, complaints of mail theft more than doubled from the previous year. Early in the pandemic, government relief checks became an attractive target for criminals. Todd Robinson of the financial data provider Argo Data says if you need to mail a check, don't place it in your residential mailbox and raise the red flag to notify the postman, because you'll be notifying criminals too. I'm Donna Water.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has made his first appearance on Fox News in more than a decade. It's boosting speculation that the Democrat will make a run for the White House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today is the 13th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning, Carl.
Christina, as you know, is Ukrainian, and she's got lots of friends in Ukraine. And the dam that was blown up may have an impact on the world's food supply, or will have an impact, because it wiped out much of the arable land there that they use for growing crops that feed the world. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's super sad news for us.
And your friends are over there.
Yes,
yeah,
they
you
are.
Have friends that are volunteering to are helping in that area.
Yeah, they're helping. They're just trying to find who is left there. There's some people on the roofs and animals who is like stuck in the houses because people love them. So they're trying to take them all and bring them to the dry land.
I don't think we know the true impact that dam being blown up is going to have until next year when the food supply that the Ukraine provides and all the wheat and fertilizer and all these things they ship all over the world is not going to be there.
Doesn't it cover cooling water for those reactors as well, though?
Oh, probably. Yeah, let's just have a nuclear incident there. Today, sunny with a high near 90 and a low around 67, and I could repeat that almost every day until we get to next Sunday where it goes down to 88. The high this week is going to be Friday with a high near 100. So, but it's going to be a nice week, sunny times to get everything. It's going to be cool at night, so it's going to be a good week. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business that has been in the business for several decades, the Kinney family there, and it's a veteran-owned business, Chuck Kinney. In fact, Chuck's in Vietnam right now working on a missing in action project where they try to find the remains of those that are still over in Vietnam and identify them so that they can, so families at home can get final closure on this. They give discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane, and they've got other programs too. And you can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson. And I'm here today with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Introduce your guest.
With me today, I have Dr. James Taggart. And Ron Poley, he's one of our physician assistants and extender providers, all that good stuff that helps us on our mental health unit. And also he has a lot of stuff he does in his office as well. But everybody knows Dr. Taggart from the ER, and he's
yeah, the TV show, on. ER. He was, well, you were one of the stars in that.
I was on one of the it was trauma, and during residency they came down to, you
know. Did they?
Yeah.
Yep. Just to see what it was like, huh?
So yeah, he's not only an ER doctor, he played one on TV.
Right.
Perfect.
I know we used to send our physicians up from Camp Pendleton up into the LA area, so they, you know, in between wars. Right. And after Vietnam, things had slowed down quite a bit. And they never saw anything. They'd be stationed at our bases. And the most they'd get, maybe a car wreck. Oh, somebody got bitten by a rattlesnake, things like that. But to get real experience in trauma rooms, they would go up and spend tours up in the L.A. area.
Yeah.
Learning to handle gunshot wounds, stabbings, and all these kind of things. So it's amazing when you think about it that they have to go in a military base to go up to a local city. And now, I mean, you could send all the doctors we have, because there's no war going on, up to Chicago, because they shoot 47 a weekend there. I imagine they could use some help up in the ER rooms.
For sure.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Oh, I know what it is.
What is
men's health. Finally. Men's health. Is that month?
It's Men's Health Month.
Whoa.
That is correct.
By the way, do you want me to get out that Iron Root bourbon so we can talk about it? Okay, that could be one of the reasons that we're going to, that's one of the things
we're
going to talk
about. Maybe on the evening show.
Yeah. On the evening show. Okay, got it. Okay, well, you start, Casey.
Well, let's see. I'm going to have to, as far as the men's health goes, I'm here sponsoring the Men's Health Day, so for Dr. Taggart and Ron to talk about some of their programs.
Okay.
And then we can kind of progress into some of the an update on the residency program, some of the things that
I'd love to hear about that. Sure, okay, well, Jim,
let's talk about some mental
health. Kick it off.
All right. Well, there's so many things to discuss with men's health. You have mental illness, you have cardiovascular disease, and just general well-being. A lot of people think that men do not have as frequent of mental illness as women do, but really the fact is that men just don't talk about it or report it to their loved ones or their physicians.
Well, men have a tendency to, it's funny how men will have a tendency to ignore the big things. Then they get a cold and they're down for 2 weeks, but are men healthier overall than women, or women healthier than men, or is it just about the same?
No, I think they both have their, you know, different medical issues with health, just because of the differences in their hormones and endocrinology. But both men and women, the number one killer is cardiovascular disease. And 1 in 13 men, American white men, have heart disease. 1 in 14 black men, and 1 in 17 Hispanic men. And
have
so
heart disease.
Have heart disease.
Okay.
And, 50% or more of men that die suddenly from heart disease had no prior symptoms of anything being wrong.
The widowmaker, heart attack.
Yeah.
And there's no symptoms.
No symptoms.
Everything's fine.
You just drop dead. And I think important.
That's scary, but why is that? Is it because it's been just a gradual buildup?
Yeah, just a gradual chronic disease, whether it's, related to diabetes, their weight, their inactivity, lack of exercise, their diet, and then hormones.
Okay.
So, as we age, once we reach 40, every male, their testosterone level starts to drop. And testosterone does a lot more than just provide us, libido. It maintains our mental health. It's a hormone that produces other cytokines and anti-inflammatory neurosteroids that promote neuromodulation and sense of well-being.
Well,
so
this testosterone is so important. My daughter is going through that time in her life, and they put a pellet in her, inserted one into I guess her butt. And she has felt 100% better You know. And, you know, they changed one of the little medications she was doing, but I just talked to her last night. Feels 100% better. Testosterone, when it's measured, it's between this number and that number.
Yeah, so historically, you know, physicians have always looked at one's testosterone level as a mean from a group of number in the population, a sample size, and they consider the mean normal, but everyone's different. And as everyone ages, that testosterone level drops.
Well, and then, but if you're, I know that, but if you're in that, if you're in that group, a lot of doctors will look at it and say, oh, no, you're normal.
Correct.
Well,
correct.
But you may not be normal. Is that right?
Yeah, you're correct. If you look at LabCorp's reporting sheet, what's normal is 260 to 900.
Right. Right.
Okay. I was 283, and the physician said, you're normal. However, you know, even UC Davis, the Urology Association, anything above 300, some guys don't feel good until they hit 600.
Yeah.
So there is something called the Adam Rating Scale, which is androgen deficient aging male. And you treat the patient, not the lab test. So we took a look at both. Because if you only look at the lab test, that's not an accurate indication. Also, you need to look at free testosterone as well. So most people aren't getting a true picture. But when you look at the Adam scale, you know, fatigue, muscle weakness, right, mental. I heard a lecture, right, which a physician actually took 70 men off of SSRIs and treated them with testosterone. And their depression got better. So it's a global treatment that we look at, but you can't just treat a number. You have to treat the whole person.
You have to treat the patient. Right. Okay. We need to take a break here. And that's what I was wondering, because some people maybe go through life with much higher testosterone levels for whatever reason.
Sure.
And then now when they're tested, oh, no, you're within this. But for them, it's a severe change in their life. Okay. I'm glad to hear that was, you know, there's other things you can do. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces a home fall prevention program. There's no cost program to people in it. Well, the mission of this whole program is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you find out about this program and you apply and you're picked up for it, you know, they're going to put grab rails and railings on steps and other things to make your life easier, because an older person, if they fall, can change their whole life. They're happy in their home, but now they've got a busted hip. So now they're out of their home, and this program can help prevent that. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. That was a lonely team.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables. All tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlieu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlieu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlieu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlieu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steaks
salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:21 in the morning. It's 67 degrees. It's going up to 90 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick is a former, and he's an Army veteran, law enforcement veteran, went to law school, went to work for the insurance companies, but he didn't like what he was seeing and has opened up his workers' compensation office, the largest north of Sacramento, up here in the North State. He's there to fight for you, and he will. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation. And you need somebody that's going to fight for you. And let me tell you, Patrick's pugnacious. 530-262-2168. Okay, I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. I am with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO, Dr. Jim Taggart, and physician's assistant. Is that the right word?
Ron Poley.
Ron Poley, yeah, is here with us today. We're talking men's health. Now, when we left, we were talking testosterone, which makes a huge difference in a man's life. But and we talked about it during the break. But I also was told that testosterone shots can also thicken the blood and, you know, and our testosterone treatments, and so that could be a problem. But as I learned, maybe not, or yeah, probably
that's,
not.
So, that is a common myth. Testosterone and especially in injectable testosterone will increase your red blood cells, the amount of your percentage of hematocrit and hemoglobin. And when there's another disease called polycythemia vera, and that is where you have an increase in the same sort of or similar increase in hemoglobin, the red blood cells, but it also increases the white blood cells and it increases the platelets. And so you can get super hyperviscous blood that results in blood clots, causing strokes, causing heart disease, heart attacks. And really the elevated in red blood cells called erythropoiesis is quite a different mechanism than what you see in the disease erythropoiesis.
Okay.
I mean polycythemia vera.
Okay, it will increase.
It will increase, and we monitor that. But the fact is there actually hasn't been a documented case of testosterone causing erythropoiesis in a thrombotic event.
Which means
like
that it's
a stroke or
which is
a
what
heart
you're saying,
attack,
right? A stroke or a heart attack.
And there's been a lot of meta-analyses of studies that are placebo-controlled comparing testosterone-treated patients with erythropoiesis and polycythemia vera and these adverse outcomes. And there is not evidence to show that the erythropoiesis caused by testosterone
causes any problems.
Okay. Now, that being said,
we still have to monitor it.
And there is a safe level, and we're not giving so much testosterone that the person has a supra physiologic level of free testosterone, like super high levels. All we're doing is adjusting that testosterone level to what they would have been, at a younger age, like 30. And that, again, we treat the patient, not the number, because everyone's going to have a different ideal number. So we focus on the patient's symptoms.
Okay. And Ron, you said that if another wives' tale was that taking testosterone could cause prostate cancer.
Yeah, there's no evidence that would indicate that. And if that were true, then a argument would be made that every 20-year-old would have prostate cancer because that's the highest time that they have high testosterone. So there is no evidence. And, in fact, after prostate cancer treatment, many men restart their testosterone during that period of time. So, yeah, there's no evidence. But I actually believed that at one point. You know, like, oh, it might... But it doesn't happen.
Okay.
There's no clinical evidence to that.
But each person is an individual, and this is such a very large range of what is considered normal. What I'm getting from this is it's the individual that you have to treat. Just because they're in this one, there's another test also to show, you know, what can having added testosterone to your life provide to a man. And it's... energy, mental acuity?
Well, yeah, so you have improved mood, you have improved energy, an improved sense of well-being. You have, it stops the muscle wasting and promotes muscle mass, improves the amount of fat. So, when you have testosterone depletion, your body fat goes up, your lean muscle mass goes down, and then it also has significant cardiovascular effects. I mean, there have been a lot of studies that have looked at those with cardiovascular disease and heart failure, and there is no evidence to support that they have poor outcomes and they may actually do better. So,
but I think we also have to differentiate that we're not giving 400 milligrams weekly. Okay. We're not doing the high steroid, rage that you get. We're doing 50 to 200 milligrams weekly. Some guys will break that up. If they're taking 150, they'll do 75 twice a week.
Is this a shot or something you rub on or what's it?
It's an injection.
Injection.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's a lot of men are reaching that time in their age, you know, in their 50s and 60s and whatever, that they start noticing things like this happening. And it doesn't just have to do with sex drive. It has to do with the ability to do the work that you used to do. Now, everybody gets older. I found that out when I jumped out of the back of a trailer which I could do all the time. But when I did it this time, my knees buckled, and I almost did a face plant. And it's different than when I was 58, when I jumped out of a 6x with a flak jacket on, helmet, weapons, ammo, water, all
see,
types
gotta
of
work,
stuff.
We got to work on that muscle mass.
Well, that's part of it. But but the thing is that as we age, things change.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's not, well, I'm going to fight it till the bitter end, but it's enhancing. It sounds like this does, is it enhances your ability to perform at a higher level because your testosterone is at that level.
Yeah, it's a complex system, and testosterone does a lot more than just help us with procreation. The other thing, too, I was just thinking, you know, you look at people that live at high altitudes,
yeah.
Right? They have a high hemoglobin, all right? Mm-hmm. They have a super high hemoglobin. And so testosterone is thought to assist in that acclimation, right? So when you go to a higher elevation, your testosterone levels go up and you produce more hemoglobin. And, it's just a very different mechanism. Testosterone is thought to increase the red cell mass through stimulating growth factors, okay, in the bone marrow, and not specifically stimulating erythropoietin, which is the hormone that stimulates all blood cell lines, and that comes from the kidney, right? So,
how interesting.
So,
yeah,
very different process.
Okay.
Do you get the response immediately of the increased red blood cells, or does it take time, multiple injections?
You could see that over a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and it happens frequently.
Yeah.
And so a lot of physicians that are not accustomed to, treating patients with testosterone and or not completely familiar with the literature. We'll get alarmed with, hemoglobin above normal. But that is not, we just monitor it.
Okay. I've got to take a break here. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 8:31 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Things I learn about Christina every day. She can whistle real loud because she gives me, all the producers come in and say 30 seconds. Well, you know, totally ignore that sometimes. Oh, I heard this loud whistle. So that was the warning. Okay. Welcome back. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going today. To get my hair trimmed. I've been going there for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They work by appointment, so I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that's convenient for me and go down and get a great haircut. Man's last stronghold. It is not a hair salon, my friends. It is a barbershop. Okay. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Casey Fatch is the CEO, Dr. Jim Taggart, and Ron Poley, who is a physician's assistant and works there. And he wants to address prostate cancer because this is Men's Health Month. And so prostate cancer.
Well, I think before we start with that, we can go to enlargement of the prostate.
Which okay.
Most men will experience by the time they achieve that. And what happens is, they're getting up four or five times a night. It affects their quality of life. Do we do surgery or do we do any interventions? Not until it affects their quality of life.
They're getting up to go to the bathroom.
Four or five times a night.
And why is that? Because I hear this all the time. Is it because the prostate enables them to empty their bladder? Or
they do have difficulty emptying it, but it's interesting. During the day, they're fine. But, you know, at night, boy, four or five times at night. It's not a lot of fun. Slow stream. Urgency, when they've got to go, they've got to go. So, you know, men, I think a bigger picture in men's health is denial of our symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And so when men start experiencing that, just kind of put it off and put it off. And then eventually they may have to have intervention. There are medications. There are new procedures done. I had one of them done at UC Davis. And they went through the penis and used a laser like an orange. They just corded it out, a 3-hour procedure. Had a catheter, went to my brother's.
It's a good thing you can't see my face right now. So they put a laser up your penis and core out the prostate.
Yes.
Why? Because it's gotten so big?
So big.
And scar tissue or something?
What had been suggested to me was an open resectomy, which was 3 to 5 days, four-inch incision, have to wear a catheter for 6 weeks, wasn't in the mood for it, and it was so large that some of the procedures you just couldn't do. So I went to my brother's wedding the next day. Probably the smartest thing I did, but you can.
This is after you had the laser up your hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
So, or penis.
Yeah. And there's actually one of our.
I wish you could see everybody's face in here right now. I mean, the doctor goes, yeah. Hey, big deal.
I've been hearing that's becoming more and more frequent, though, that particular aspect of a procedure. For
Does it work?
Prostate cancer.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it works. And there's actually a new aqua ablation that they're doing at Stanford. One of our nurses is trying to get approved for it. But instead of using heat, they're using water, and just like a water jet, and they just core out the prostate. And
like you would carve steel and all these other things, because that's how a lot of these things do. They use water to carve and etch things.
It's a cool video on YouTube.
Steam clean the bed of your truck.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, and can you do? Is this a walk-in process? You walk in, you walk out.
It's overnight.
Okay.
But complication rates, bleeding, infections, you know, you don't have to worry about having a hernia because you're not having a large incision. There's no incision. And so, you know, there are other alternatives. And I think as men, as well as women, have to be informed consumers. And they have to be their own advocate. And they have to fight with their insurance company to get certain things done.
Okay.
Because...
Well, new techniques and things that are happening in insurance companies are probably years behind that, are they?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, there's almost 300,000 new prostate cancers last year. Wow. 34,000 of them died. So
prostate cancer, though, I've been told that if you live long enough, you're going to get it. But it's so slow growing that, okay, you've got prostate cancer, but you're 85 years old. Not a lot to worry about here.
And there's more aggressive terms. You know, okay. You can hear of 50-year-olds dying of prostate cancer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you really kind of never know. But I think it's important men pay attention to their prostates, right?
And so symptoms are you're having at night, you're having to get up and use the bathroom 4 or 5 times. What are the
frequency, urgency, slow stream, you know, that's the importance of getting a PSA and a finger check. And I know nobody wants to bend over and have a finger wave.
They just look at my blood test on the PSA. I haven't had a finger wave in a while. Should I insist on that?
You know, urologists do a better job than most of us checking prostates, but it wouldn't hurt, you know, using it in combination with a physical exam.
Okay. Yep. All right. So you would recommend that? I've heard that if you do but you've got to do the PSA before you do the finger wave there, because that could give you a false reading.
True. Yeah.
Okay. So the PSA first, then that.
Yeah. Digital exam or rectal exam can actually elevate your PSA. And so what happens in prostate cancer is PSA stands for prostatic specific antigen or prostate specific antigen, and when the prostate is healthy, you don't get leakage of this protein into the blood. Mm-hmm. And when the prostate is unhealthy and you have cancer, you don't have the cohesion of all the cells, and the PSA, this antigen, ends up leaking into the blood. But there's a lot of different causes for elevated PSA, and so just because you have an elevated PSA doesn't mean you have prostate cancer. So it's just a screening tool to look further
and
into what
those might are numbers too. I
correct,
mean, if you're between
correct.
What and what?
Zero and four.
Zero and four, that's where you want to be.
Right, and I was routinely running 7, so that you'd automatically think cancer is a 77% chance that that's going to be cancer. Mm-hmm. And when you start seeing those numbers and they go up to 12 and
ooh.
14, you kind of go, oh. But you remember, you know, a normal prostate's 30 grams. 2 years prior to my surgery, I was 200 grams. You're going to have more PSA
because it's bigger.
Yeah, prostate hypertrophy will also lead to elevated PSA.
And chronic prostatitis, right? So, which is a chronic infection or chronic inflammation. Always have to be infection. But men who sit for long periods of time are going to have inflammation.
Yeah. Let me stand up on that one.
Hey, so what do you think about vitamins, supplements and stuff for men? I mean, not trying to get off the subject matter, but...
Well,
Because that's something that everybody's always asking questions about. What vitamins should I take? Because we talked about the testosterone.
Right. So in terms of cardiovascular health, I think vitamin D is important. Testosterone is important. But at Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, when we... help patients with their hormones, we just don't look at a couple hormones. We do an extensive panel, because you change just, you know, one hormone in the entire cascade in the human body, it results in a lot of different changes down line. So, you know, we'll look at men's pregnenolone, which is also one of the mother steroids, you know, huge steroid. And we look at the estrogen and the different ratios. And we look
when you use the term steroid, you mean that's a natural steroid, though.
Neurosteroid. Well, testosterone's a natural steroid.
Well, that's, okay. You
know, we look at DHEA, dihydrotestosterone. And so we look at all these levels, and then we'll adjust those numbers in relation to the patient's symptoms and shoot for certain targets. So it's a hard question to answer specifically because I'm going to treat each patient differently.
Well, just let me say this before the break is, and it's no secret, and Linda talks about it. She comes down to your and your clinic is the
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
She comes down and she gets, I think it's vitamin infusion.
We give her vitamin B's. We give her vitamin C. We use glutathione, which is a huge anti-inflammatory, and then alpha-lipoic acid. And so these also, you know, just promote liver health, skin health, neurological health. So there's a lot of good evidence that these nutrients have beneficial effects.
Well, she heard about it from one of her girlfriends down in Texas, and then y'all were opening this up, and she's been going to you on a regular basis and swears by it. A shoulder problem she had just went away. Now, I don't know if that's partially
related. Sure.
Yeah, but it went away. So you treat people to increase their vitamins and the types of nutrients they do, and you do this through a infusion.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Over an hour or more, depending on the number of infusions that they're getting.
Yeah, she sits there and it's on her iPhone or reads or something like this. Okay.
So the other thing too that people don't realize is that people say, well, just, you know, increase the number of fruits and vegetables that you're eating. Well, the nutritional value of our food is not the same as it was in the 1980s when we were growing up. You know, I used to have an apple a day, literally, maybe two or three, and definitely has kept the doctor away. But now, today, the equivalent of one apple, you have to eat four. One orange, you have to eat seven or eight.
Wow.
You know, so I think there is a
because
role.
Because of the way we grow these grow things now.
Yeah, it's related to what's happened to our soil over the years.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. We got to take a quick break here. 8:46 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micro Wrestling is returning to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 17th. This high-flying, body-slamming show will bring you off-the-top rope entertainment. General admission tickets are just $15 plus fees. This high-energy event sells out fast, so call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com to book your tickets and stay with us. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your
your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair. Still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. We're here to get you back out on the road.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Are you a musician, music teacher, or the friend or parent of a student learning music? Saturday, June 17th, we will be giving away everything related to music. Sheet music, PA gear, instruments, records, CDs are yours to take for free on Saturday, June 17th, starting at 9 a.m. at 955 Inspiration Place. This event, sponsored by Reading Piano Angels, allows anyone to come and take all they want for free. Donations will benefit the Reading Piano Angels program. The Really Big Music Giveaway Day, Saturday, June 17th at Reading School of the Arts.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce and Cornerstone Community Bank has I think the Mayor of Anderson is being brought to you by them. And, of course, Chamber of Commerce Hour is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And that's who we are with today. Casey Fatch is the CEO of Shasta Regional. Ron Poley, physician's assistant, Dr. Jim Taggart. And the residency program, which is, I'm sure, real easy to get off the ground.
Yes. It's been very, very, I mean, you know, for me it's been a breeze. You know, everybody else is doing the heavy lifting. I just kind of get to sit and watch, but not necessarily. We will be up and running with 8 first-year residents and 5 second-year residents. I believe that's the latest count.
Wow. So what do the residents do when they come here? First of all, they're doctors.
Yeah.
They're doctors. They've graduated, and now they're coming.
Specialized training.
Okay. Yeah. So what happens?
So we have a big orientation. And again, this is our first time out of the gate, so we'll be fine-tuning it for the next year. But so we're bringing them all out a week in advance, maybe 2 weeks in advance, but for the start of the program on July 1st. And we're going to have certain events, certain orientation opportunities for them. Most of them are mandatory. We're actually going to have a evening with them on the 23rd at the Colts 45 game to introduce them to the community. The 23rd.
Okay.
And I believe you volunteered to throw out the first pitch, I think it was.
I have. I don't mind. They better, you know what? He better be ready. I mean, I bring some heat.
I'll
make 4 testosterone shots.
I was going to say, you better get over to the clinic today. You got 10 days.
Pump me up.
This might be worth it. We're gonna have an event that evening.
And you know how embarrassing that would be for somebody when they go out there that they end up hitting the mascot.
Listen, I've seen people throw out a first pitch and winds up in the stands. The 20th, we're going to have a dinner with all of the medical staff to introduce the residents around as well.
Great.
And then on the 21st.
How many? 13?
We talked about
That's huge. We've got 13 new doctors.
Well, that's,
in.
Let me talk about that, because that's so. Yeah. We're also doing for medical staff, and the residents are coming as well on the 21st at Tier Oaks. We'll be doing a structural heart program talk with Dr. Ozcon and Mokon.
Oh,
and that'll be for the docs and, you know, PAs, any primary care in town, certainly welcome to come. But then, so to your point, though, we are basically adding, at this point, 15 new doctors to the community. Because
That's
they
huge.
Will be, it is huge, and they will be seeing patients in clinic. And so,
what are the different clinics we're talking about here, Kate?
So, we're working with our own clinic, Shasta Regional Medical Group. Now we have two sites, so we have a site in Reading, obviously right across from the hospital, and then we have our Anderson site, and then we have agreements with some other facilities. We're working with the VA, we're working with Shasta Community Health Center, and so there's a couple of we have other outpatient. Dr. Ong is going to work with us as well. And so we have a lot of outpatient opportunities for them. And again, a lot of that is to get them kind of acclimated to the community and the opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, because we really would like to try to keep some of them here. They go on to specialize, but then they might even come back because they were exposed to the area. So, the continuity clinics are real important because we'll set it up to where they start to build a practice and they see the same patients and the patients get familiar with them. And then hopefully that bond gets them to stay here. We'll be working with them to let them know specific programs that are, that have student loan forgiveness associated with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're in the rural area.
That's right.
And you can write off a lot of the student loan.
That was a big motivation for us behind the Anderson acquisition, is that that is an area where J1s can practice. And so we're looking at bringing a rheumatologist in and also an endocrinologist as well. They'll be located down in Anderson because we have such a shortage here.
Didn't the last endocrinologist just retire or something?
No,
like
she closed her practice to new patients.
Okay.
And so that's just, and it's funny because both the rheumatologist candidate and the endocrinologist candate asked me, how will I get new patients? I said, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about
that. Don't
new
fall
patients.
Out of the sky. I mean, because there's such a shortage, they'll be full right away.
Do we have places, I'm sure we do, we have physicians groups here that handle seniors? I mean,
we do.
There's a name for that.
A gerontologist.
Gerontologist.
Yeah, we've got, we actually have one on our panel, Dr. Magoo, and she is retaking her boards for gerontology, so we will have a gerontology rotation.
That's real residents. Important up here.
It is.
In Shasta County. A lot of people come up here to retire.
That's important around this table.
not as long as I keep getting testosterone pumped up my butt here. So it's.
But
This is a great program for.
It's probably one of the best things medically that's happened to Shasta in years. Shasta County. It's phenomenal. We're going to have. We'll also have them rotating with specialists, getting exposed to, GI, cardiology. They'll be rotating with James in the ER. I think behavioral health is an elective. They can actually do that as well. So, and there'll be teams of them in the hospital too that will be seeing patients in the hospital. And then hopefully once those patients are discharged and they don't have a doctor, they can be discharged into the medical group.
When is this program starting?
July 1st.
July 1st, yep. 15 new doctors coming in to Reading via...
I think it's 13.
13, yeah, via sure. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yep.
They're going to be going out to all the clinics, so there's going to be,
Once we have agreements
rotation.
With, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. that.
VA, well, we're real VA excited. The VA, it's going to be really good for the VA.
Oh, yeah.
And the other community clinics and our clinics as well, so it's pretty exciting stuff.
And what kind of residency program is...
Internal medicine.
Internal medicine, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, which we have a big shortage here. We have a lot of family practice, and that's a good specialty to have. But the internal medicine doctors generally handle higher complexity patients.
Okay.
So that's why that's the plan.
Dr. Taggart, what's the name of your clinic again?
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
Shasta Medical Wellness Center?
Meadows.
Okay.
Shasta
that's
Meadows.
Right.
I know. Sometimes I end up saying Shasta Regional. And I'm like, oh, no.
It's okay.
Shasta Meadows.
You know, so well, that's wonderful. So then they can just find you in...
Well, he has to give a phone number.
Oh, yeah. It's 461-5845.
Okay.
That's our number.
Yep. Okay. And Ron, thanks a lot.
It's always a pleasure.
Talking about prostate cancer and telling us that there's a way to handle this by a laser inserted. And then, but that fixes the problem, though.
I'm going for the power washer.
Or the power washer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they can do robotic surgery as well.
Right.
Okay.
Da Vinci.
The Da Vinci, of course.
Yep.
The only, the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times.
Yep, and next time we'll be talking more about our new lung cancer treatment program. So
okay, you know, maybe next time you bring in one of your residents.
We could,
you know, just
all right,
you know,
all
just right. to get we'll an idea. Yeah. Super. Okay. All right, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful this week, but it's going to be hot. Don't leave dogs or plants or children, especially children, in your car for any length of time. And God bless America.
Gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.